Mark Murphy's been good enough.
He's not fat either.
Join us. He's now one of the Icon boys down at Icon Cleaning Arena. He joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Mark. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
What's it called? Icon Stadium? What's the new name?
Icon Park is what it's called. So, the guys down at Icon Services are putting their hand up to sponsor the club and to sponsor the park. So it's great for the club and for Icon.
So any player caught littering and dirtying the stadium will be fine because Icon won't want to sponsor a shabby outlook.
You're spot on. Yeah, anyone leaving rubbish or anything lying around will be dealt with severely, but I'm sure they'll be able to clean it up anyway, so it works out all right.
All good with the Carlton Football Club and the family that run Vizzy?
Yeah, no, I think everything is going all right there. I think Vizzy is still going to support the club, but it's great for the club and for Icon to join together. They've been big supporters of the club for quite a few years, so I think they're pretty wrapped to name Princess Park, Icon Park.
Levi Casbolt, he's one of the best marks in the competition. I think his kicking is a hell of a lot better than all commentators give him credit for, but no doubt he would have been doing a bit of work. There's a bit of, I guess, pressure on his shoulders, even though you picked up the Liam Jones from the Bulldogs, who will obviously, if he can achieve his potential, give you a nice couple of strings up there.
Yeah, you're right, and those guys have really impressed over the preseason. Levi's gotten bigger and stronger, and his I think his year last year gave him great confidence going forward. His ability to mark and the way he moves around the ground, he's definitely one of our fittest big blokes, if not fittest players at the club. And he's worked quite hard on his kicking. That's probably an area of his game that he'll even say that lets him down. But he's been working hard in that area of his game. And as you said, he's a pretty big, imposing sort of bloke, and if he can get his kicking right, it'll go a long way to improving us. And as you said, big Liam Jones come across from the Bulldogs and has been training really well as well. So hopefully those two big guys can work well together for the season ahead and obviously some seasons down the track as well.
What did Mick, how did Mick describe Liam? Is he a power animal?
Did he say that?
Something along those lines, and he is too, because he's just got so much upside, that kid. He could be one of the success stories of the year.
Yeah, he certainly is. Looking from obviously another club at him at the Western Bulldogs, you saw a lot of potential. He took a great grab and played some good games of footy. So for Liam's sake and for the club, hopefully he can play some good, consistent footy for us. I think he surprised the guys at the club at how hard he does train and how strong he is. Him and Levi are easily the two strongest in the gym. Mm-hmm. And they are very powerful up in that forward line. They're working well together at the moment. It is only pre-season and intra-clubs are sort of all well underway, and we're looking forward to next week against some real opposition to seeing how those guys go working together.
Bad news is that you won't have Matthew Cruz around one by the looks of things.
Yeah, I think the word's got around. The club released some info on Matty. Unfortunately, he's hurt the same foot but not the same area, which is a good result. So he'll be in a moon boot for, I think, 3 to 4 at this stage. He hurt it last Thursday in the inter-club game and just had some scans over the week and had some varying different reports. And I think this afternoon, with about 2 or 3 different opinions, they've all come to the conclusion that they'll put him in a moon boot for 3 or 4 and hopefully that can set him back on track and get him going. But I think Matt's pre-season this so far this year has been great, so hopefully it won't do any damage to him long term and get him out there as soon as possible.
So is it a stress injury, a potential hot spot, or a bone fracture or a stress fracture, or is it more something where he rolled his leg and he's come up with an acute injury?
Yeah, well that's from speaking to Matt and the club, that's what's happened. There's no fracture in the spot where he's been sore previously. Mm. So he's a bit sore in the foot. I'm not sure in which part of the foot, but they've all come to the conclusion that 3 or 4 weeks in a boot to ease the pressure on his foot and to get him back on track and start running from there. I think that's the word at the moment.
And all good news outside of the Matthew Cruiser news today, new extended leadership group. No bigger contract for Mick just yet. How does that affect the playing group, affect them at all, or doesn't really come into calculations whatsoever, which I presume it wouldn't?
No, not whatsoever. Mick's been great, like he has been over the last 2 years. Where at the moment, everything's been going well. Today was probably a little bit of a hiccup that was unexpected. Everything had been going well. But it won't derail Matt's season this year. He'll miss, obviously, a little bit of time over the next 3 or 4 weeks and then get back into training. But no, Mick's contract certainly doesn't impact on the playing group at the moment. He's got great relationships with the guys, and I'm sure we'll see an extension that pass this year, I'm sure, with Mick in the club.
Now, you had a training camp up at Mambulla. Did you get on any of the mountain bikes?
No, I didn't. A few of the boys didn't. Obviously, it was well documented that Mick did the whole thing as well, which was great. But the boys went up and found it pretty tough. The coaches all jumped on board and did the same thing. A few boys missed with a few injuries and such. But none of the guys went downhill, thank God. So no one got injured doing that. But it was quite a challenging task for the boys and the coaches to get up. I think it's 17K up Mount Buller on mountain bikes. So. Yeah.
It's a good journey.
Didn't have the road bikes to help them out. To do it on mountain bikes is pretty challenging.
Well, the good news is if you have to ride down, you've got a little bit more traction. But the great challenge for the Blues is not so much on the field. It's significant off the field. You've dropped well behind some of the power clubs in your membership. And I notice that you've got a big drive at the present time. You're aiming to sign up 5,000 new members in 5 weeks or five in five. And you've got your own team, Team Murphy. Obviously, everybody's entitled to have their own team and an opportunity for everyone to jump on board.
Yeah, that's right. We've got great support all around the country. So we need those supporters to jump on and become members. We're a little bit down on where other clubs are at the moment and where we were sort of last year. So we're aiming for 5,000 members in 5 weeks. So we need every Carlton fan to try and urge their friends and other supporters to try and jump on board. It's the place is going really well at the moment. Everyone's training hard. Today's been a little bit of a hiccup, but everything's looking forward to everyone's looking forward to a big year ahead and rectifying which was, you know, a disappointing year last year. So yeah, 5 and 5 is the slogan going forward, and Team Murphy is this week, so hopefully we can get a few supporters to join up as members this week.
Well, let's hope Team Murphy goes all right. Do you want to give out your mobile number so people can get on Team Murphy, or the 1-300 number good enough?
Just the 1-300 number would be terrific, thanks, Dwayne. But the supporters have been great over the pre-season. They're always getting down there, the training sessions, and we've got an inter club this Friday and a little family day after it, so make sure the supporters get down there and sign up and watch the boys run around.
1-300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au or call Mark Direct. 041. Good to have you, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Mark Murphy, captain of Carlton.